Hi, ladies.
Hi. Hello.
So you know, whenever you get back here, we do three things. One, I am checking on your understanding for things that you have self-reported that, yeah, I get it based on what I'm seeing on your dashboard. Two, I want to deepen your understanding of the concept and skills that you're working on. And three, I want you to continue to add to your skills of like, what else can I use when I'm solving problems? All right? So when I hand this sheet to you, I'm going to give you a minute just to read the directions. Just peruse the question. And you're doing this silently and independently. And then we're going to check in with each other to see if we understand the instructions for this task. All right, pencils down. So go ahead and check in with each other in terms of the instruction. What is the question asking you to do? Do you need clarifying?
Like this, right. I don't understand this, but I don't understand how it's saying that they wrote the number 2/3 as 1/2 and 1/6.
Okay.
And we often think of 2/3 as 1/3 plus 1/3, but the ancient Egyptians would not write it this way because they didn't use it. Like
okay.
It's like, good. Like what is this like?
All right, anybody else need clarification? We're good. So I'm going to give you another 2 minutes just to know that you have read the instructions. I need you to go through the question one more time, and you're going to annotate this time. You're also going to try to make connections with what you already know about fractions or a prediction as to how you are going to solve just part A of this problem. So that means you're going to read the question all the way down to part A. You will annotate as you go through what are the important ideas, what connections can I make about what I already know about fractions, what prediction can I make, like what strategy will I possibly use, and so on. And we're doing this for 2 minutes independently and silently, then we're going to check in. So we're just going to share what we annotated and possibly why, and then any predictions you have or could make, or any questions that you had as you read through the entire thing from start to the end of part A, starting with you, Fatima.
I didn't get this, how they got to that conclusion, right?
So you're not sure,
yeah, not
how
sure.
2/3 is equal to 1/2 plus 1/6.
Yeah.
Could you make any prediction? Was there anything that you could make a connection to?
Well, in my head, I thought they divided these, I think. I don't know. And they just added these. I just thought.
Gabby, what did you annotate? Why? What connections could you make, if any? What questions do you have or predictions?
Well, I annotated that as a fraction, we usually use like the same fractions, but they use two different fractions with different numbers.
When you say different numbers, are you talking about the numerator or the denominator?
The denominator.
Okay.
And then to get like the answer, they might like use a like common multiple or something.
I agree with Fatima, because I didn't really understand this, but I'm pretty sure they got to that by dividing. And I annotated that to add or subtract fractions, you need to have the same denominator.
So you made that connection, because you noticed there was some addition in how the thing was set up. Alondra.
I annotated that in this explanation, this instruction says that ancient Egyptians used the, instead of using 2/3, they used 1/2 plus 1. Are you hearing me? Okay. I'm saying, I annotated that the ancient, right here in the instruction says that ancient Egyptians used 1/2 plus 1/6, and we used 2/3. And then right here is saying that we use 1/3 plus 1/3, like two fractions, and then they say that the ancient Greeks, they didn't use two
they
fractions.
They wouldn't use the same denominator twice. They wouldn't use the same fraction twice, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
Same unit. So like, it's like saying the opposite. Like what?
Okay. Lady.
Can I say something I get? That maybe some of... Can I say how they got 2/3?
Oh, I do want to.
Yes, go ahead.
Oh, okay.
So, what do you notice?
Okay.
What connection do you make? And then maybe you can make that connection as how you're thinking they're getting two-thirds.
I noticed that they're using this graph, I mean this diagram to get two-thirds, because when I was like looking at how they did one-half plus one-sixth, I went to one-half, and then like one-sixth is right here, mm-hmm. which made two and two over three. That's how I understood that. And I annotated a single fraction, which is like adding all of them and getting mm-hmm. a number.
Mm-hmm. So in essence, what does the first part of the problem really say to us? What is it actually saying?
That we use like a single fraction, and they use two fractions.
Well, what kind of fractions are they using?
They're using, like you said, you did not include this right here, so I was confused because mm-hmm. that they wouldn't use fractions with the same denominators, mm-hmm. but they will use fractions with unlike denominators.
What are they called?
Unit fractions.
I wonder why they're called unit fractions. Any idea? Is there anything you observe that could...
Little units right there.
What units?
Little things right there.
look at the pattern at the bottom here. What do you notice?
Denominator and not the same.
What's the same?
The one numerators.
And the numerators are all what?
One.
So that's possibly why they're called
unit
fractions. All right. So
I mean, that's what I was saying. Like they were having
so
the one.
So this was their strategy for kind of breaking apart fractions or adding fractions together. Now your task, before we get to the whole business of solving part A, so your job right now is you're going to focus on part A of this question, and you are creating a plan. So you want to figure out like, what does each of these fractions actually represent? How can you do that? So you are on the back of the sheet, you're going to create a plan. What's the first thing?
So what do you mean, represent?
Huh?
What do you mean like represent? Me.
So just like how they told us that two-thirds is the same as one-half plus one-sixth, we want to figure out like what single fraction is this, all right? So on the back, you are going to create a plan in this space. What's the first thing you're going to do, and what do you know that's going to help? What strategy are you using that will allow you to arrive at your solution, all right? So I'm going to give you about 3 to 4 minutes just to create the plan. If you can go ahead and solve in that time, fine.
This?